It was 9:45 a.m. on April 11, 1986, when Special Agents Benjamin Grogan and Gerald Dove spotted the two suspects driving a stolen black Chevrolet Monte Carlo on South Dixie Highway. The pair had been robbing banks and armored trucks in southern Dade County over the past 4 months. To catch them, Gordon McNeil, a supervisory special agent with the Miami field office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, had set up a rolling stakeout. They had killed two people. Another woman was missing, McNeil said. They had shot another guy 4 times. In my 21 years with the agency, I never felt more sure that when we found these guys, they would go down hard. Moments later, other FBI units converged. Soon, 3 unmarked sedans trailed the bank robbers. McNeil, closing from the opposite direction, spotted the black Monte Carlo at the head of the strange convoy. In the passenger seat, one suspect shoved a 20-round magazine into a Ruger Mini 14 semi-automatic rifle. "Felony car stop," McNeil shouted into his radio to the other units. "Let's do it." FBI vehicles corralled the Monte Carlo, ramming the fugitive automobile and forcing it into a large driveway. The 3 remaining government sedans skidded into surrounding positions. 2 more FBI cars arrived across the street. In all, 8 agents faced the 2 suspects. Suddenly, one of the fugitives started shooting. FBI men scrambled for cover and returned fire. The occupants of the Monte Carlo seemed to be hit in the fusillade, but the government rounds weren't stopping them. In the chaos, the federal agents struggled to reload their revolvers, jamming cartridges one after another into 5- and 6-shot Smith & Wessons. 3 of the FBI agents were members of a special tactics squad and carried 15-round S&W pistols. But none of the handgun fire seemed to slow the criminals. The gunman with the Ruger Mini 14 merely had to snap a new magazine into his rifle to have another 20 rounds instantly. One of his mags had 40 rounds. His partner had a 12-gauge shotgun with extended 8-round capacity. The bank robbers were armed for a small war. Agent McNeil took a round in his right hand, shattering bone. Shredded flesh jammed the cylinder of his revolver, making it impossible to reload. He rose from a crouch to reach for a shotgun on the back seat of an FBI vehicle. As he did, a .223 rifle round pierced his neck. He fell, paralyzed. A fellow agent was severely wounded when he paused to reload his Smith & Wesson Chief Special. "Everybody went down fighting," McNeil said. "We just ran into 2 kamikazes." As law enforcement officials would later discover, the bank robbers, Michael Platt and William Maddox, were no ordinary thugs. They had met in the 1970s at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Maddox served as a military policeman with the 101st Airborne. Platt received special forces training. Both were practiced marksmen. They operated a landscaping business and, according to neighbors, seemed like hardworking individuals. Neither one had a criminal record, but something had turned them into psychopaths. Platt, demonstrating his deadly close combat skills, worked the shoulder-fired Mini 14 with precision. Based on the M14 military rifle, the Mini 14 was popular with small game hunters, target shooters, and ironically, the police. Platt took full advantage of the semi-automatic weapon's large magazine and penetrating ammunition. Bobbing and weaving, he sneaked up on Grogan and Dove, the agents who had originally spotted the black Monte Carlo. "He's coming behind you," another agent screamed. But the warning came too late. Platt fatally shot Grogan in the torso and Dove in the head. The firefight had been going on for 4 minutes when Agent Edmundo Morales, badly wounded, staggered toward Platt and Maddox, who had piled into a bullet-ridden FBI Buick. A civilian witness described Morales' stiff-legged gait as stonewalking. Holding a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum at arm's length, he fired repeatedly at the 2 gunmen at point-blank range, killing them both. It was the bloodiest day in FBI history. All told, the combatants fired 140 rounds. In addition to the deaths of Platt and Maddox, Two FBI agents were killed, three were permanently crippled, and two others were injured. Gun battle looked like OK Corral, the Palm Beach Post declared the next morning, quoting a shaken witness. But the legendary gunfight in 1881 in Tombstone, Arizona, had lasted only 30 seconds and involved just 30 shots, leaving three dead, one fewer than the modern-day battle in Miami.